Henry Rain Show here at WWPR 1490 AM. And we don't give this out much, but because we hardly ever stop talking for ourselves. But there is a call-in line, and we don't have a scheduled guest. 888-761-1490. It's 888-888-761-1490. If someone were moved to call in and say hi to the new addition to the show,
where's Lawrence when you need him?
I mean, he's not listening to this. I'll tell you that. And that's an inside joke for longtime listeners of this station. By the way, there is a morning show now that I haven't plugged recently, when Bill Dan is on from 7 to 9, and Big Ed Edwards is back on the radio from 9 to 10 here, Monday through Friday. And we'll actually, you'll be hearing his voice later in this show. And I don't want to tip my hand too much about that with what's coming up here. All right, so we're going to play Dan Moorhead. We've been talking about all these things about how the market's developing, how the more sophisticated financial institutions are getting ready to come in. We've talked about Goldman Sachs putting money into Circle Trade, which bought Poloniex cryptocurrency exchange. We've talked about the Gemini association with the futures markets at the CBOE and CME and cooperating with NASDAQ now. So it really seems like this space is going to find many more big players in it. Also with the pricing, and anybody can pick this up, Cara, Augie even, he'll be like, ah, it's toilet. It's going in the toilet. But it almost seems that movement was benefit. Wait a minute, I shouldn't put toilet and movement in the same sentence. It almost seems like the big financial players benefited from the movement of the market to hit these bottoms and to run a lot of people out, because they would never have had the profits coming in at even 11 or 12,000 that they're available to them right now.
I think a lot of them were already in. I think from the fourth quarter.
But all the stuff that's still waiting to happen.
Well, I yes, but I think the fourth quarter of last year was like the largest increase of hedge funds that were trading Bitcoin, you know, since it's, you know, started trading. It was like, went from like 50 to 200 and something. Some ridiculous number. I was like, wow.
So Dan Moorhead is the CEO of Pantera Capital, and he's made a tremendous, especially if you're holding crypto, prediction that...
So wait. Pantera Capital? I thought it was Pantera the band.
No, they may have crypto too.
I thought, you know, okay. I came in all the way for this Pantera thing thinking it was the band.
Well, we'll try and make this enjoyable for you.
Okay.
You're an old headbanger.
One of the greatest bands, one of the greatest hard rock bands ever. I mean, Pantera, come on.
Oh, look who's giving you a note.
Yeah, that's
there.
Right. She knows. I mean,
Rush.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Actually, we got a lot of those guys that live in this area, right in the crypto, epa of the world.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Look at her face over there.
Now, don't tell me you were a Pantera groupie. Now,
well, groupies are wrong. Probably not the word she wants to admit to.
I was a little bit more rushed than Pantera.
Okay, yeah.
Were you up there right at the front of the stage at the concerts?
Well,
you're an accountant, my goodness.
No, that's what I do on the way to Kennedy. That's why I don't have time to listen or watch.
Oh, so the truth comes out. She's not listening to Bloomberg, you know, educating herself. She's not banging to Metallica,
to
Rush, and, you know. Yeah.
All right. So we can table Pantera because we're coming up on the station ID here in a couple minutes. So let's talk about Cara.
Well, we're
going
back to Pantera,
the crypto. We are, but I got to do a station ID in 60 seconds and a 5-minute clip. So you get up at 4 in the morning, and that's when you're checking the Asian markets for cryptocurrency or markets in general?
Only cryptocurrency.
All right. Are you invested in anything besides? Not even like just mutual funds and a return?
No. I'm not a global trader outside of crypto space.
So you know nothing? You know stocks or anything?
No. Well, stocks I do, but not, where I'm looking to trade.
Oh, you don't trade. So you're long-term investing.
Long-term.
So you have mutual funds, like in a retirement account, general account?
Yes, mutual funds.
Okay, we don't need a financial statement, just your areas of interest.
Yes.
Okay, but you're not trading gold and silver like Andy?
Until Andy teaches me. I am here for the Andy knowledge.
Have you signed up for SeekingCryptos.com yet?
I don't know how to watch candles.
Have you signed up for SeekingCryptos.com yet?
I have.
Oh, good.
And I believe, like Henry, I'm not sure I got the information yet.
I haven't gotten an email. I got an email saying you confirmed that I had signed in, and I got to log
Let's
in.
Check
to,
your spam.
I was able to log into Jillian's.
She had
article.
A great article.
How
isn't
come
it?
She has the login wall there, and you just give your stuff away for free?
I don't know why. She's that much more intelligent than me. I mean, she's just she's a great trader.
All right, enough of Jillian. Back to Cara.
We're surrounded by beautiful women in the crypto space.
We should have tremendous podcast listenership in general just because how all the crypto fanboys are hungry for company.
Where was cryptos when I was in high school?
Anyway. So you do that, and then you go work out?
I go work out. If I have to commute, so generally on my commuting days,
see, that's turned towards Augie, and he's
Augie just blasts into the
mic when he wants to talk. Right now, it's all about Cara.
It's all about you.
So normally, if I have to commute, it's I get up at 3, and on the road between 4 and 5 typically. So
how many days a week do you commute?
Maximum 2. Oh, okay. The goal is 1. A
so
bad
on the days
week
you sleep into 4 a.m.
Some days, on the days that I sleep in until 4 a.m., I get to enjoy a cup of coffee, take in the crypto market. I truly only look at the crypto market at that hour and read all my news related to crypto.
News or just crypto?
I only look at crypto. I look at a little bit of accounting news just in general.
Who doesn't?
And all of a sudden, so Google, of course, in their wisdom and their algorithms, caught me watching a bunch of boxing tape. So now, mixed in my crypto accounting and a little bit of economics, I now have, here's a story about Golden Boy. Do you want to read it? Sure I do.
You listen to WWPR, 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay. Don't think that gets you out of talking about yourself, so the rest will play the clip.
All right,
cause, so we're up to 5 a.m., or are you still looking at stuff at 5 a.m.?
About 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
Okay.
is when
is
I...
Is that when you start your workout?
Start preparing for my workout. And,
where is the workout?
Typically...
You don't have to tell them that. She'll have a whole bunch of, you know, she'll have a whole bunch of people there.
She's already described it, but you can describe it generically. Is it in your home or somewhere else?
It depends. So, for the most part...
Do you ever go to the gym at, like, shortly after 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See? You interrupted the flow there, but I had
to
fall back. So now, is the gym that you go to the boxing gym, or is that a regular gym? Or both?
Well, I've learned this week that I cannot go to the boxing gym every single day.
Why?
Either that or I have to train this week, Southpaw. Unorthodox all week this week because my right
side. Is that their rule or your rule?
Mine. Yeah. Oh, mercy. I threw over 9,800 punches this week.
Oh.
And so
You know, Andy, I was thinking about this last week when she showed us her biceps, and I was thinking the only way Andy and I would have that kind of definition on a bicep is if we went out and bought a dictionary.
That's right. I need to start going from 12 ounces to 40. That's when I need to start going.
But I'm lopsided this week, I feel. So I like to run, too. And I go to a different gym to run.
Treadmill? You run on a treadmill?
Mm-hmm. Typically.
Well, that's not good for you.
Yeah, well, it's not bad if I'm not doing it for very length of
yes, it is. It's
long
bad.
Length of time.
I mean, it's too much practice.
Like you guys,
it's bad for you.
So running outside's better? In the dark?
Well, you can get
by
a little
myself?
Headlight lamp. Well,
no.
You
give yourself a dog. Get a dog.
I
love my dogs.
Yeah, this show is going to
Will
the
they run with me?
Oh, absolutely. They'll probably run you.
A friend of mine, son-in-law, started a dog running business.
Huh.
And
I tell you what, I'd sign up for that.
Way to get it. I said he should start a diet business. Here, run this dog.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, he gave it up.
There you go. Now you can exercise and you make money. I mean,
well,
win-win.
He moved on to training dogs from there, and the minimum purchase of a dog training, because he takes the dog for a week and then brings it back to you, and then he trains you how to you know, interact with your dog. The packages are $1,000, $3,000, and $5,000.
I know. Believe me, I looked into it.
It's $1 million business, just that individual business.
I believe it.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Do you have dogs?
No, but I'll sort that out.
You get all the free time.
Just go to the Humane Society and get your dogs. Don't have little care roots.
All right. Well, you'll have to stay tuned. Oh, go ahead. It looks like you made a move with your hand you had something to say.
I'm good.
I thought you were going to reveal something.
If I'm getting out of talking about myself.
I bet Sabine will do that girl thing, talking with her, and we'll get all kinds of info out on the radio, whatever Sabine gets.
You know,
back
I just, you know, to be honest, I don't think they're too girly-girlies, you know? I mean, it's not like they're girly-girly-girls.
No, when Sabine and I talk, it's all crypto.
Yeah, but she's... You watch. You watch and listen. All the audience, watch and listen. Augie, wake up and watch and listen. All right. And you can come meet Cart just an hour and a half or so, 2 hours now at Bradenton Connect Brading, or talk to her right now, 888-761-1490. Okay, we'll get to this other stuff. We'll have to find out more about this in the days to come, weeks to come. This is Dan Moorhead.
So in the early days, first fund was just a Bitcoin fund. It allows institutions to get exposure to Bitcoin, and it perfectly tracks Bitcoin. Since then, we've launched different funds that allow exposure to all the other currencies and then even equities in the space.
So Pantera is a real hedge fund, which is to say it goes short and long, correct?
Yes.
But you're also fundamentally bullish on crypto, correct?
Yes.
So how do you reconcile those two things? Given the fact that you're fundamentally bullish and you think that coins and perhaps tokens as well will appreciate in value.
The amazing thing is this is a Bloomberg correspondent. Yeah. And he's actually gone 60 seconds and stayed on topic.
Yeah.
So here we go. And it's
also not making sense.
It's going to be very interesting, it was to me, I hope it is to you all, how he shorts the...
This is what I'm interested in, yes.
All right, here we go. Dan Moorhead, Pantera Capital.
Over time, how do you decide to go short and when?
Yeah, so it's a... We believe
or sell, for that matter, right?
Sure. So it's a new asset class, and we wanted to build our flagship product for the 10 to 20-year future rather than just right now. So it's set up as a long-short hedge fund. Obviously, we're very bullish on the space. We think we're way below, maybe an order of magnitude or two, below the real fundamental fair value of blockchain.
Does that even mean it's the Bitcoin's only worth 10% of what he projects the value to, or it's just 92, he's like 8% where he thinks it's going to be?
I think he meant double.
No, well, that would be like a 10-time thing.
I thought he said one times or two.
90, it's at a 90%.
Did I
miss
it?
Let's back it up. That's the magic of radio here. We will back him
zoom
up
back
and let him say it again. Hopefully I got the right thing.
10 to 20-year future rather than just right now. So it's set up as a long-short hedge fund. Obviously, we're very bullish on the space. We think we're way below, maybe an order of magnitude or two, below the real fundamental fair value.
Order of magnitude,
1%
or 200%.
So it's normally 85, 90% long. But in 3, 4, 5 years, it's going to be more like a long-short hedge fund. It'll be 60% net long, long some things, short some things.
So that means he thinks it's going to double.
Absolutely. Well, he thinks the value is about double.
$4 trillion,
actually, one or two magnitudes, so it could be 17 or 18 or 27,000.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you're here. See, I told you way before the show that you needed to be here for this.
I had to get my calculator out. That's why I had to set up early.
All right. Here we go.
Big questions many people who are taking a close look at crypto have is how exactly do you go short? Mm-hmm. What are the mechanisms?
Well, we already have CME futures for Bitcoin, so there is a very easy way to short those. And then for other currencies,
And now where they're going to end, because, for us common people with, not speaking personally, but people only have 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 to short. You can go to the futures market. Here's how I do it, a.k.a. Dan Moorhead.
It's essentially OTC borrow, so you're calling up big owners, early developers that have these positions, and offering them some you know, 10-15%
I was going to say, it's got to be pretty expensive.
It sounds expensive compared to stock borrow,
yeah,
but these things move that in 15 minutes, so it's very inexpensive. And I think you're going to see, you've seen a big, some of the big Wall Street firms have announced they're going to do custody of crypto. So within the next, I think.
So he's paying the early developers.
Wow.
And it doesn't say what time frame. I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking 10 or 15% per annual. To borrow,
well, it would probably be based on an annual basis. Yeah, I mean, it would probably be 30 day. It'd probably be a 30 day, you know.
Because on Kraken, when you margin,
it's 28 days, right?
Yeah, and it's when you work out, they it's a very tiny interest that they charge you, but they charge you every 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and yeah, it works out to, if you let it run the 28 days, it's going to wind up costing you 5% of what you borrowed.
Wow.
So he's, if he's finding people that can loan, well, but like you said, you get that back in a blink of an eye.
Well, you know, I mean, it,
but so anyway, he goes to these big whales,
mm-hmm,
and gets it. So I would think that if they have that kind of, they can negotiate 10% for a month if you got to produce a few million dollars of crypto to be able to sell. Well, all right, a lot of speculation here.
Well, I mean, hey, bottom line is I'm getting 15% on top of the ones I'm loaning you. So if I loan you, if I still own the Bitcoin, if I'm long Bitcoin and I'm not selling, it's just sitting in my account, and you Henry comes to me and goes, you know what, I want a short Bitcoin.
But if it goes,
it doesn't matter. I mean,
if it crashes, you can't liquidate. There's got to be a cost for that.
Well, I mean, these are guys that have hundreds or thousands of Bitcoin, and they're not doing the whole position. They're probably loaning out 10% or 15%, Matt, you know.
I would squeeze them for 10%. Yeah. I said, crack it, or you'd be 5%.
Yeah, well.
And you're just dealing with me.
There you go with
and
the Wild West Exchange.
I've got to call it in 28 days.
Didn't you try to close out on a short on Kraken and it said funds not available?
No, I tried to make a position.
Oh.
And it said they didn't have to.
Oh, not liquid enough.
I didn't have to. I've actually.
Well, there's your.
I've been sleeping stuff. Because it was only a 3 or 4 day trade, and I was up 200% on the money I had used. It wasn't a lot of money.
So is that your Maserati outside?
No, I'm in Tottenham. Oh. No, that's my Happy Meal outside.
Oh, okay.
I was able to buy an extra 4 or 5 of those. But, no, it's just a few hundred dollars. I mean, I'm not going to put
I don't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it was in Ethereum. And, you know, had a good run there, ran from
nice the, run.
Like, I don't know, low fives up to 7-something.
Yeah.
And I slept for an hour and a half. The darn thing dropped down to 600-something. And I was like, oh, I better go walk in my underwear back to the computer, liquidate that. And then, you know, I watched it. And then I, wasn't a day later, maybe a day later.
Mm.
And when I thought passing mark, I went back in and I've gotten that and liquidated that out once, and now I'm in for the third time.
Nice.
Well, no.
You're just making money.
Well, at least now I can sleep a little sounder because I kept the profit from the first one, and then I made some profit from the second one, so I'm not so worried if I lose the second trade's profit by sleeping an hour.
There you go.
So, look at the card. Sleep an hour.
I like the swan trades myself.
Well, the swan trades was...
Yeah. Sleep well at night. The swan trade.
Well, I didn't sleep well at night before, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
Augie agrees with me. See, we agree. People think that Augie and I don't agree on anything. We agree on a lot more than we disagree.
Sleeping well at night and puppies?
Well, I mean, investing in something that you know you can go home and you can sleep well at night. You know, it's
not
going
to...
You
sleep well at night?
I used to put some calls, and it drove me nuts. I said, I can make more money other ways. And it's not worth the tension.
This is fun.
Well, you know, there's a...
Unless you love that stuff.
I wake up before this. I would wake up every... You know, you have that REM cycle where you go to sleep, you dream, and then you get to a lighter state. I wake up every hour and a half or so. So it's just natural for me to look at my phone there.
Well, even with the options, though, Augie, you can sleep well at night.
Sleep well?
I
see you texting all through the night.
That's because it depends what time I fall asleep. I fall asleep at 8 o'clock, I'm up at midnight. If I fall asleep at 10, I'm up at 2.
I don't think that meets anybody's definition of
well.
Well,
you know, I try to take a little nap around noon, sit there and turn on the fast launch.
And do you look at your phone when you get up?
What's that?
Do you look at your phone when you get up? Like Henry does?
I look at my phone throughout the night. I literally sleep with my phone. And sometimes I got to move the dogs to find it.
Oh, no. I'm going to get you both on 5 hours minimum uninterrupted.
There's no way.
How?
By not looking at your phone.
No, there's there used to be. I used to be able to sleep on Saturday nights.
Before the phones were ever invented.
Do you drink coffee around the clock? Or
no.
Like caffeine?
I do.
I sleep deeply for the hour and a half. I go into a dream state and all. It's just when you get to that light point at the, you know, the end of the cycle.
He's dreaming of Ethereum going up, 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 and he wakes up and
decades, really. They're not. I don't think you're going to change
your stomach.
Sleeping's for people that need another job, you know.
The only time I would sleep deeply is when I was doing things I shouldn't have been, not going to be doing anymore. And I don't think, Cara, I didn't know you were into that stuff. All right, well, we'll find out more about Cara.
I'm lost here, folks. I got lost in the mix here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't know about stuff that you never should be doing.
Never.
All right.
Oh, where are we, Henry?
With Dan Moorhead of Pantera.
Okay.
Aren't you paying attention?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
12 months, still have a very vibrant crypto borrow market, just like you have a stock borrow market.
As you know, people complain there's not enough liquidity in crypto. They say that most of the market cap is tied up in perm-long positions. What's your experience?
Oh, it's a fascinating market. It's a $400 billion market that nobody owns. It's very strange. You haven't seen one of those before. So it's mainly, like you said, early adopters, technology enthusiasts, libertarians that have positions. And so big institutional investors really aren't yet involved. That means the float is a lot smaller than you would otherwise see.
How big is it? How big is the float?
So cryptocurrencies trade about 5 times more per day in volume compared to their market cap as a stock would. So they're highly, you know, it's a very hype-driven market. It's very, very...
But that's obviously not $2 trillion because so much of it is locked up.
Yeah, so that's why the prices move a lot faster. That's why the volatility is much higher, because a very small fraction of it actually is available for sale.
Of that $400 billion in market cap, do you have an idea of what is?
It's probably 10 or 20% that actually trades, you know, that's actually free for trading. And a lot.
So now he's going to. I know people that are really paying attention, but we've distracted them so many times. He's going to talk about what the actual act of trading is on this, and he's also going to talk about how much more volume trades than what the actual underlying amount of crypto is.
That's a concern, too, by the way.
You know, and there's people out here listening to this, and they're like, that's a really good clip that they're playing. We keep distracting it with this extraneous stuff. But I hope there's the other people that are like, I wish I'd just talk and not play the audio.
Good band, good hedge fund. I mean, what do we got going on?
Okay.
A lot of it is. In funds like our Bitcoin fund, has daily liquidity, but most people stay in for 5 years, so it's a very low turnover fund.
How liquid was the market when everybody was dumping back in December and January?
It's trading, you know, sometimes $5-10 billion a day in each currency, so it's a massively liquid market.
What trade signals work in crypto?
Yeah, so our flagship fund is exclusively machine learning algorithmic, so we're looking at fundamental data to see which currencies are cheap, which ones are rich. And the data can be either the actual transaction volumes, the fees being paid to the miners, you know, how many users on the system, but it's also sentiment data.
Mm-hmm.
These are very hype-driven things. And
momentum?
Back in the day, it's not even momentum. It's Twitter, GitHub commits, all the like people... actually getting engaged in these currencies. And now there's 1,500 different projects out there traded in 25 different languages, so it takes machines to read all that.
When you look at the charts right now, what do they tell you? What do you see?
Yeah, so almost every day in the last...
You're a macro guy, right?
Yeah.
You got to love charts.
And so over the long haul, when people would say, hey, is today a good day to buy? I was always like, this is early stage venture. You should just put your money in and look at it in 5 years. We recently issued only our third buy recommendation in the last 7 years. And Bitcoin has come down below its 200-day moving average. And that is important because the currency's been going up at 170% per annum for 6 years. If it ever goes down below its average, that means it's really come off.
It's come off 65% since its highs. And if you put $100 in each of the four times it's touched its 200-day moving average, you'd have a 285% return.
So you think Bitcoin's a screaming buy?
It is a screaming buy right now.
You said moments ago that it is current values are an order of magnitude or two below where they should be. That's to say Bitcoin could be worth 10 times as much as it is now or 100 times as much as it is now?
Yes. I think so. Bitcoin is one of many currencies, so keep that in mind. It's kind of the mega cap of the industry, and there's some smaller caps. The industry as a whole is $400 billion. Easily could go to $4 trillion, and $40 trillion is definitely possible.
$40 trillion? Did he say
sounds
$40 trillion?
Yes, he did. Now who can't hear his numbers?
Wow.
He mumbles too much. By the way, someone just called. I don't know if they were
was
calling.
Was it my
you.
Mom?
No.
Because
she
just texted
a
me, too.
Voice.
Okay. Well, she might.
I should tell people, now since I haven't called for calls very often, that when we pick up in here, you're going to get a very low volume from the phone. And so just say you want to get on the air, and I'll put you through. Once you're in the audio board, everything sounds just like the radio.
Right. Allegedly.
Oh, it does.
With this 1963 equipment?
Well, you try, call, go outside, call in. You can hear for yourself.
I almost did just to make you feel good.
Well, someone else who I just made feel bad because I said, you know, he didn't answer fast enough and I hung up on him. We'll try and be more courteous next time. We're going to go to a break and then come back with Kara's new feature here on the Henry Rain Show, Trouble Tokens. Trying to get into Bitcoin but don't know where to start? Byte Federal ATMs make it easy. Safe, secure, and reliable, a Byte Federal ATM introduces you to cryptocurrency investing with a method you're familiar with at a real physical location. If you've ever used a bank ATM, then you're ready to step up to a Byte Federal ATM and start building your digital assets. Located throughout Florida and Georgia, there's a Byte Federal ATM near you. Go to ByteFederal.com to find a location for you. That's ByteFederal.com, and you'll find a real phone number, a real email, and real people you've heard live on The Henry Rain Show.
There's a new way to experience wellness. Hi, I'm Laura Alcover, owner and operator of Alcover Massage. We're the first business in Bradenton's Village of the Arts to accept cryptocurrency. Whether you use Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, or Litecoin, you can now pay for quality massage therapy using cryptocurrency at Alcover Massage. So if you seek medical massage or a relaxing session with light pressure, your session will be conducted by a talented therapist. You'll be glad you booked with us. Check out and like our Facebook page where you can book online in seconds. And remember to tell your friends. Give us a call, 941-592-3187. That's 941-592-3187. Alcover Massage. Quality massage therapy in your neighborhood. MA number 50525, MM number 34081.
It's all the way up. It's all the way up.
Henry Rain Show here, WWPR, 1490 AM, and in the studio, Andy, a.k.a. Goldbug1, co-founder of SeekingCryptos.com, and at least two of the other people in the studio right now are now registered on SeekingCryptos.com, confirmed through technology, and being able to access at least all the articles we could find. Augie, perennial contrarian and sometimes lunatic. In the studio, and sometimes even in front of the mic.
Good afternoon, Henry.
I figured that would pull you out of your seat. And Kara, the latest addition to the Henry Rain Show. All right,
we got another
okay,
phone caller.
So if you're probably on listening right now, I'm just going to hit the button and put you on the air. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hi,
how are you today? This is Elizabeth with the Resort Rewards Center, and I'm calling because you stayed with us or at our...
She calls me all the time, too.
I get it all the time, too.
Yeah. There's this one artificial intelligence call that's really good, because even a good one like that, there's that little break, and it starts out, oh, excuse me, I was fixing something on my computer. Then it gets into it. All right, so we have, first of all, on the break, we're commenting about how much of the rundown at least Cara was to me, and I was agreeing, that normally we cover very little of what's in the rundown, and we probably hit about 25 to 30% in the rundown. But one of the great things with Cara's edition, she actually sends show prep to me. And now she can experience the same experience I have, is when we talk about ourselves so much that most of her show prep doesn't get talked about. But she does have you comment to that. I'm getting ready to queue up your new...
Well, as long as I'm prepared, I'm fine. We can cut... Now I don't have to prepare as much next week. Then I can go run some dogs.
Nah, next week we'll probably rely on you. Now I'm going to back off because I know you're going to do the work. That's sort of been worked well for me over the years, is just find a woman to do the work and sit back and let her achieve.
Absolutely.
The worst part about prepping for this is it can be extinct overnight in a matter of hours. It's old.
You never seen my rundown for the show? It says Bitcoin.
It says, log into Seeking Crypto. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, Kai has a new segment here that we hope will become a regular segment.
Talking Trouble.
There's your trouble.
What you got for us,
Sarah? I love my music.
Oh, wait,
thank
you
very
outro.
Much. Very good.
Yeah, you have a different outro, too.
Oh, fantastic. I love the country.
That took me back to when I was breaking in horses there and the cowgirls. There's nothing better than a woman with jeans and cowboy boots. I'm just letting you know.
I didn't know you were a
I already know my
fan.
Uniform.
Yeah.
All right, next week.
Love that. Yep,
next
there
week,
we go.
That's how
I'm
turning up. So one thing that I really like to take a look at are tokens and their composition, their fundamentals, particularly because I haven't learned anything more in technical analysis yet. So I really study the fundamentals. And as I got into evaluating tokens, the thing that helped me the best break them down was my accounting background. And looking at their supply and trying to get my hands around the incentive to use, the fiscal policy. And so many of these tokens right now, they're still trying to figure it out as well. So they have difficulty deciding on, nobody knows the best monetary supply, how much to mint or where to cap the supply. And in terms of use, that's the first place I go. And the one that really stood out to me was because it's public now that three of their founders have been charged, is CentraTech, the one that...
With crimes?
There is a formal complaint. I'm almost positive it is an official charge.
Well, let me look at your show prep.
They were arrested.
Don't let me distract
they
you.
They were arrested.
Well, then that's probably criminal.
Yeah,
so
probably
I'm
charged.
Saying it's that there's no false accusation or anything that's going to get the show
allegedly
in trouble by me.
Yeah, we don't care anyways, you know.
I just put alleged in front
we're
of everything.
We can't listen to us.
We're entertainment. We're not, you know. There's no...
By the way, I got my jury. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Cara, but I'm not.
No, go for it.
I got a jury summons for 2 weeks from now, and I've had them before, and now I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I got to close out all my positions because they're not going to let me trade on my phone when I'm in the jury box.
Good while you're waiting, right?
I think they judge looks down on that stuff when you start pulling out the phone.
I don't have any trades open right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm just behind the times.
All right. So you were talking about, what is this den of thieves that you're talking about?
So in particular, this one caught my eye initially with Floyd Mayweather.
What was it again?
Floyd Mayweather.
No, the
CentraTech. And I do have
symbol CTR.
Oh, look, she's got pamphlets and portfolios for us to look at.
Yeah, this I did amazing. Print up their white paper. It does have my scribbles. Oh, I'm sorry, it's just one copy. So Augie has the table of contents. I meant to send it over next week. Next week I'll have that in the prep information. But in particular, so most tokens have caught on to the fact that they need to publish a white paper, a technical white paper. So CensorTech, their premise is the equivalent of a plastic credit card, debit card, Visa, MasterCard, to make it so that you can spend your coins. Spend any kind of crypto. They have multiple ones. I think we went over on the last show, too, maybe even off the air, but I'm a product of a Catholic education. So the first thing I do when I read any technical white paper is grammar, and they misspelled Monero.
I was looking at that going, oh, my gosh.
So this is – let me just go back here. So CensorTech, CTR, this is the one that Floyd Mayweather put the pictures out on Instagram with the big money briefcase of money and said, oh, I'm going to be rolling in with this. And this was prior to the ICO. Before people were so restricted as they are now, all the way like 5 months ago or something, when you could get in on this stuff?
It was. In fact, I think it was in the early fall, like right around October when
I thought this was about some kind of online gambling, too.
That was wager.
I think that was some of whoever was arrested, one of the founders that had possibly run some of that scheme before. But I don't think it was associated with this in particular. Their main thing, and when Floyd Mayweather tweeted about it or put it on his Instagram with his pictures, it was more just, I got my Accenture card, get yours today. Do you have yours before the ICO? Because in order to get the card, you had to give them money.
Well, that's crazy. So you see, they're trying to do the Visa card thing like Monaco and 10X and stuff like that. It's garbage coins.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
so they claim that the Trabani, Sharma, and Farkas are the three people cheated investors by claiming to have developed a debit card allowing users to make purchases with digital currencies. And they lied in the offering materials, also about the Harvard-educated chief executive officer, which I guess is sort of easy to check.
I didn't even catch that. They didn't even put that
in
the white paper. Andy's rubbing off on me.
Yeah, right.
I didn't have to go that far down in the press. But they didn't... let me correct myself. I did read the show prep. They do not mention that in the white paper. So that was on the
They don't mention they're fraudulent?
They didn't mention
they had
Harvard
degrees.
Education.
Okay.
And I didn't even go to their LinkedIn profiles, which usually the scammers like to make those really classy. But the main thing in particular with them is, I mean, they lie about a patent. And patent applications are relatively easy to look up.
Absolutely.
So when I'm reading a white paper, that's the first thing that I do, is if they have claims of a patent pending, and then they also have Visa and MasterCard, not endorsements. The very last page they say it doesn't include an endorsement, but it says that you can accept. These are accepted worldwide anywhere that you can use Visa or MasterCard.
Well, Visa is accepted worldwide.
But
their card's not.
Their card's not.
I think you should be a little curious about a trio that worked at a luxury car rental business in Miami called Miami Exotics before this project.
So yeah. For sure, but you don't know that. That comes out after the fact. So my job is to look at, are there any warning signs that we could have known ahead of time? They're not going to tell you that ahead of time, and you're not thinking to look for that, except they were... I believe they all had Lambos. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, they rented them from Miami Exotics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the issue I have with the whole...
I wonder if those were the rented Lambos.
They could have been. Did you see that thing that CNBC ran? 80% of them were rented? I mean, you know.
I almost take them to be smarter.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well just rent it for the time. But, I mean, definitely I am
Uber.
Anti-bad.
Uber.
So the status now is three are either arrested and either in jail or out on bond probably, and is the token trading CTR, is that trading anymore?
Well, it's close to zero. I looked at it last night. I did not look at it today. About 8,000 had traded in the last
$8,000 or
$8,000 total
in
value. And 2 days prior, it had been trading a volume about 25,000. I'm not certain how much of that, if it's just one block trade to a fool. I mean, is it just? I don't understand who the buyer is on that side. But when Binance delisted it shortly after the first two were arrested, so I think this came out the first couple days of April, and by April 8th, I think Binance had delisted it. But there were several exchanges that were still allowing this to happen and allowing the trades to happen, which that gets us to another show down the road, but.
For another token troubles.
If somebody can be delisted.
Token was trouble.
I love that.
Edward.
That's great.
On there.
We've got a researcher here, and I think you're really invaluable to what you're doing for everyone. This is important.
Well, you have converted Augie.
Well, because
yay!
Regulation is what
get the gold hug.
Well, but you know, it's about regulation, the whole damn thing. If you don't stabilize things, everything falls apart. And the philosophical libertarians are all about that, making things fall apart.
Kara left us with a kumbaya moment here. Almost like North and South Korea.
That was it, you know?
Yeah. It's been that kind of moment. I think we have to thank Trump for this.
Yeah, absolutely. See, Trump's affecting all of our lives, even you, Augie.
Give Augie a hug.
Yeah, it was just amazing. They hold hands walking out the door. We know that was, you know.
Not Trump, though. Leave that to Macron.
Yeah. You know, Kara brings up a good point on some of these tokens and ones that stuff like, I mean, do people really think that somebody's going to come out with a crypto token that is going to, I mean, that's almost going backwards, going to credit cards, is it not? I mean, you want to pay with your phone. I go to Home Depot, I don't even use anything. I use my PayPal account, you know, but I think you see those things, oh, we're going to Visa, wherever Visa. MasterCard's going away from plastic. They're going to digital. And here you got these coins coming out that they're going to plastic. I mean, I guess.
We all just need an iris scan.
You know,
and then
absolutely.
We just look at them.
Okay. Well, Misigo's got that, I think, coming out.
All right.
That's a rumor.
Well,
not true.
We'll look forward to her presentation at 3 o'clock at the Braden Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency
Meetup.
You get a chance to meet her
now,
in person.
Now, will we have coffee and beer there?
You can have coffee. And
what happened to the beer? Is it bring your own?
I'm not commenting on that. We'll see what happens.
So on the low and low, we can sneak a little in.
They actually, on Thursday afternoons, they have the coffee and brew.
Coffee and brew crypto crew.
Yep.
Hey, that's a good thing, the coffee and brew crypto crew.
All right.
So.
Anyway, thanks to Kara. We'll be at the Bradenton Bitcoin Cryptocurrency Meetup at 3 o'clock, downtown Bradenton, Connect Bradenton, catty corner to the old courthouse. 12th Street West, State Road 64 East, and I'm going to
try to make it. I have a 2 o'clock business appointment, but I definitely will be there. I'm not sure what time it will be. But
thanks to Andy for all his contributions today, before and after the show, and in the middle of it. And Augie, of course, thanks to all you guys. All you do.
I won't be able to make it this afternoon, but I'm sure it'll be fine with Kara holding fort.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll be there, too.
Oh, will you be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody has to lock up. All right. We'll be back next week. Oh, by the way, Terry Brock, one of our very first guests out of Orlando and global blockchain lecturer, will be our guest next week. TerryBrock.com if you want to prepare, and almost as much as we do.